Get your game face on.
Game on 2FM.
You're very welcome back. Now, on Saturday night in the early hours of, well, Sunday morning, Conor McGregor demolished Dustin Poirier in Las Vegas in the UFC. McGregor predicted a first round stoppage, and that is exactly what happened.
90 seconds in. Right in front.
He's talking to him.
Hands in his hips.
Deal, ladies and gentlemen, make no mistake about it, Conor McGregor is for real.
An entire country is standing on their feet right now.
And he really did just make it look easy. He said he would make it look easy, he made it look easy. That's the real deal.
He said, first round KO, mark my words.
So I said I'd knock him out in the first round, and I knocked him out in the first round. You can call me Mystic Mac because I predict these things. This is the new age. I wanted to come over here to America and show the American public the new era of the fighting Irish, and I brought my whole country with me. If one of us go to war, we all go to war.
Love it. Chris Fields, you're very welcome.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you after that, because I didn't stay up for it. I just can't these days. Can't stay up past midnight. But I got up first thing on Sunday morning to watch it recorded, and it was exactly what Conor McGregor said was going to happen. Happened.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, I think he might be Mystic Mac. I don't know.
I just wish I'd put a few quid on it, to be honest with you. But he was so confident going in, and yet, you know, for people who maybe don't know how good Conor is, and I'm hoping that he would win, they realise that Dustin Poirier is a very good fighter. He's ranked number 5, and there was this nervousness about it. But, you know, as soon as the fight started, Conor just looked so relaxed in there, so comfortable.
Yeah, actually, when the fight was announced, I kind of thought it was a very good matchup for Conor. Poirier's a striker, but very basic, and Conor's very good at making people miss. That's his best thing. Early in the fight, then Conor kind of got a bit too aggressive and got caught a couple of times, and he'd admit that himself, and then just went back to what makes Conor Conor. Took a step back, made everything normal again, made Poirier miss a couple of times, and then punished him.
He really did. There's been a few people questioning the decision to stop him in the first place. First of all, best referee in the UFC in charge in the ring. Second of all, you know, if you get hit anywhere around the ear, for anyone who hasn't taken it, it puts you off balance. But the punishment actually that Dustin took prior to that strike that sent him to the ground was enough to really hurt him, and it rocked him.
Yeah, just before it all happened, I think Conor hit him with a hard left hook.
Yeah.
And then Poirier kind of staggered a bit. Conor followed him down. I think he threw a straight right and then a left, and it landed behind the ear. And that, your equilibrium just goes.
So the
ceiling becomes the floor, the floor becomes the ceiling.
Exactly.
And your mind's going, I'm grand. Your legs are going, no, you're not. You know? And then Conor was on him straight away, landing some nice heavy shots. And it was a great stoppage by the ref.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Poirier, I think he was a little bit embarrassed given what he had said during the week, given that he pretty much dismissed Conor before the fight was starting, and Conor got to him. He annoyed him.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
He does that.
Conor tends to get in. He walks around in their heads, and then they're beat before they throw a punch. I could see when Poirier was walking out, he was nervous.
Yeah.
Because you can't talk that much crap. See, the difference is Conor doesn't make it emotional. He talks all that stuff and then he walks out and just forgets about it and performs, where Poirier is tense and aggressive and wanting to hurt Conor. Conor doesn't really care. He's just doing what he does.
In the aftermath of the weigh-in, we saw it as well, because they were in the same room and Conor just stared at him across the room, and he doesn't have to leave, and he got angry then. But then you're just thinking, this is exactly what Conor wants to happen.
Yeah, he does it well. He's probably one of the best in the game at it at the moment. And he finds their points. He finds what gets them going. Great fighters have done it for years. And Ali would have said, I think he made Fraser angry before a fight.
Yeah.
He said, that's round one to me.
That's
the way to look at it. Like, you got a guy coming out doing something silly and then he gets caught.
I mean, the Irish over there, I think one of the commentators said that something like 10% of the tickets were bought in Ireland.
Yeah, 10%.
Incredible.
That's insane. That's
it's
insane.
Just incredible.
Did you see the those tricolours all
everywhere.
Over the place? Yeah.
I mean, even the weigh-in beforehand, then the clips of the post-match fight after party, just Irish everywhere.
Yeah, this is our World Cup 1990. That's what this year has been, our World Cup 1990. Like, this is the coming out party for MMA in Ireland, and Conor's kind of leading the way. You know, he's getting all the hype and he's doing great things with it.
And for you to be a part of this, I mean, you must be itching to get back. I know you just said you've had a few injuries, but you must be itching to get back out there now.
Oh yeah, we're all riding the same wave together, you know. The gym itself,
flying.
And all of Irish MMA, it's just all flying at the moment. It's great.
Yeah, it's brilliant really for John Cavan as well, I suppose, the work that he's put in. You're on Kyle Pendant's corner this Saturday in Stockholm.
Yes.
He's fighting a tough Russian, good record, grappler.
Yes.
How's that going to go?
Pendo will win that.
Like, really?
He just, the guy has a lot of decisions on his record, and if he's going to come out and what he tends to do is kind of wear on guys, throws big kind of heavy shots and then into the takedown, and just like he's playing right into Cole's hands. Cole's too good in all those areas for any of those guys, plus he's back at his natural fighting weight.
Yeah, he's 170 now, so that suits him down to the ground.
The guy you've met Cole, he's a monster.
Like,
he's huge. Yeah, he's huge. He's worked a lot in his striking over the last while with Owen Roddy, who was cornering Conor the other night, who's a great striking coach. And he's improved in that area. So I'm looking forward to him showing that off.
He has a brilliant momentum behind him after what he did against Mike King here in Dublin. And what Dana White said to him in the media after that, he said, "How did you do that? How did you get back up after that?" So it's really important to call him, you know, continues that momentum, if you like, and wins this fight.
Yeah, I'd like to not have a heart attack this time. That'd be great. Like, you know, if you could just go in and do it clean and not put me through hell, but yeah.
I think Usmanov 15-3-1. As I mentioned, he's a grappler, but you know, if Cole's been working on his stand-up, does that mean he's going to try and keep him away a little bit, maybe, and avoid going to the ground?
Well, if he tries to grapple with Cole, we've seen what's happened. Anyone that's done that before, he kind of throws guys around. He's so strong in there and technical. I think Cole might try and defend the takedown and beat him up, but I think he can beat him anywhere. Cole's, over the last few years, has become a complete martial artist. For a while, he was kind of a grappler, and he was kind of taking guys down and punishing them, basically, hence the name. But now he's become a complete martial artist, and I'm sparring him coming up to this fight, and I see the difference in his striking, and he's not getting hit as well, so he's going
to
do
Gary
great.
Murphy was saying before, and he wants to get into a ring and have a fight soon. thanks a million for both of you for coming in. Just quickly, in terms of McGregor, a potential world title shot, would that happen in the next kind of 6 months, do you think?
I think they'll probably give him one more and then a title shot, but like what he did there, he just be one of the best guys in the world
easy.
So he could easily get a title
shot.
Would
it be here? I mean, Dana's seen what we can do here. He's seen what the Irish...
See, the problem is the pay-per-view in America.
Yeah.
So I'd love to believe it and tell everyone it's going to happen, but the pay-per-view in America, that would mean it's on at like 3 in the morning over there if they have it. Unless we do it at 3 in the morning here.
Hey!
So Irish will stay up.
I won't make it. I'm sure Conor won't mind that. Listen, thanks so many for coming in, Chris.
Thank
I really
you.
Appreciate it.
Get your game face on.
Game on 2FM. 2FM.